need to pin me up. I got that. Maybe metal. Y'all nigga didn't piss me off. I'ma say this shit over and over. Y'all nigga gon' hear me. I hear him saying this smoke, he a joke. He gon' choke on the smoke when I'm pulling no hemmings. We gon' spin and spin and spin again. See, he burn like a chicken rotisserie. I hear him dissing me. I had to block that hoe. I ain't wanna see time how she miss me. You ain't finna let me fuck. I ain't coming. If I ever fuck you, you better not miss me. They still sleeping on me. I'ma wake him up out of their sleep, but ain't nobody pinching me. You still running, 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 running for me. I know you getting tired. I got a shooter for all of your shooter. My shooter don't shoot them. My shooter getting fired. When I be standing up here in the booth, I be telling the truth. Seeing in my eyes. But when I told her to hold it, I love her. I wanted to fuck her, my nigga, I lied. I ain't got no limits, I'm feeling like Usher. I'ma just fuck on that bitch, I won't cuff her. I catch him like he know he in trouble. I pop me a nigga like he was a bubble. Yeah. I change my name to John Morant, I feel like the record. I got tomorrow, I got 15K in a day. These niggas can't really fuck with me. I hear him saying the smoke, when the smoke, I don't choke on the smoke. I'ma turn to a chimney. I ain't gon' buy a whole shit whole time. She can suck my dick if I feel like she pretty. I'm riding with Ken, we just in the city. Brother be moving on peas like Diddy. They moving our dime bags in the Mac class. I got all the hoes up in they feelings. I been real high, I need a big fan. I hit a lick out of purse on the lip, man. She addicted to the dick on the dick, man. Fat, but I'm keeping the stick on the stick, man. Y'all niggas didn't piss me off. I'ma say this shit over and over. Y'all niggas gon' hear me. I hear him saying this smoke. He a joke. He gon' choke on the smoke when I'm pulling no hemi. We gon' spin and spin and spin again. See, burn like a chicken rotisserie. I hear him dissing me. I had to block that hoe. I ain't wanna see how much she miss me, yeah.
Yo, what's up, everybody? We here, we live out here on Off the Rock. We already having a grand old time. But look, everybody, we got some talented artists in the building this week. It's a family affair, because I got my cousin, Fat Mac, out here on the live with us, bro. Fat Mac, what's going on, dog?
What it do, man?
Hey, bro, how you feeling?
Feeling good.
All right, then. I appreciate you making it. We also got the lovely Miss Kika Talin in the building. What's going on, Kika?
What's good? What's good?
Hey, look at her. She look all beautiful and graceful. Look at her.
As always.
Oh, true, bro. How you feeling?
I feel real good. I got stimulated yesterday.
Pause. You got stimulated.
Stimulus check.
You mean
stimulus? Stimulus check,
oh,
brother?
He got that stimulus.
Stimulated. Jesus Christ. I got to find. Listen to the lingo, man.
He got stimulated. No,
Jesus Christ. You going to hop on the live and be like, I got stimulated.
I mean,
just think we supposed
it's
to.
Been all, it's been all on Facebook and TikTok. I mean, everybody been saying stimulated, Roger.
Oh man, I'm sorry. I can't vibe with nobody telling me I got stimulated.
No, I didn't tell you X.
That ain't it.
Oh, no. I got stimulated.
I knew what he was talking about.
She knew what I was talking about.
I knew what was.
Exactly. It's a common sense. What's that? Stimulated. I mean, stimulus.
I ain't vibing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That right there give me positive vibes right there.
Give you positive because you got stimulated. So what other things can it possibly mean?
We not going there.
No. Hell no.
Stimulate your mind, Craig.
Oh,
thank you. He say that? He not say that?
Yeah.
All right, then. Come on now. Next subject, please. Thank you, world.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. High five. She get 2 points. Oh, already. Right, she already in the game, boy.
Yeah, look, we got a lot more games coming up here live on Off the Rock, because I am happy to have these two in the building. Now, let's go and get it popping out. Let's get it cracking. I'm going to do a little icebreaker to get the set the mood. Make sure everybody got their brains stimulated.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Makes sense.
True. If you had 3 wishes, what would they be and why?
3 wishes.
You should say that before, and then we like think about it towards the end of the episode.
Nah, bro, it's on the spot.
If I had 3 wishes,
if you had
one
wish.
Would be why to be wiser.
Okay.
Second one would be able to triple my money. The third one would be, cause you know, more people be like, I just want $375 billion. I'm just gonna say just tripling, you know, whatever I got, you know, this. Third one gonna be have a shield around me.
Now that's the out of pocket answer I was waiting for.
I want a shield around me.
Like a bubble shield, or you just want
like an invisible shield. Like people think they can just walk over, just punch you and nothing happen. They just stop. Shield.
Now, how the hell are you supposed to get in the car?
No, you still can get in the car. It's a shield to protect me from bullets. A shield to protect me from punches. A shield to protect me from anything.
So somebody's shooting at the car. Some lady throwing a straw in the car. And they think, like, you know, I'm out that mug because your shield just activated.
Nah, the shield activated. The car going to be destroyed, but I'm still going to be good. I got a shield around me.
Okay, so this shield, like, how many feet? You gotta give us the accurate, like, dimensions of your shield.
It covers my whole
body. It's gonna take the skin. You know, like,
if you watch,
like, you know, the new Spider-Man movie where he had the black suit on and it protected him from everything. Like, you know, like the Black Panther and shit.
Yeah, like a shield.
See, I was thinking more Dragon Ball Z, where the dude could activate this big ass bubble around him. Cause I was like,
nah, you ain't gonna necessarily see it can be invisible, but it's just a shield. It's like watching alien movies when they got the shields around the ships.
I don't watch too many alien movies.
Jesus Christ!
I was just hoping
she got two more points. She got four points already.
I was hoping that it was like a bubble that you could activate. So when you activate it, I could like roll you down the street or something.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I was just hoping because I'm like, if you want to have a shield, it's gonna be a lonely life for your ass because you walking everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can't fit in the car.
So you think about the bubble? What's that move with the dudes in the bubble?
Bubble boy?
Yeah. You think about something like that, ain't it?
Yeah, that's a lit ass movie, bro. Fat Mac, man, if you had three wishes, what would they be and why?
Man, I say get rich.
Okay.
Okay, get rich. I want to be able to read minds, and I want to go to the moon.
Ooh. Okay. What you going to do when you get to the moon?
Turn up. Have you listened to Rookie of the Year? He turned it all the way up. He on the moon. Him, John moon? Morant. What up?
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so you said you want to get rich.
Yeah.
What was the second one?
Be able to read minds.
Be able to read minds. I feel like that would be a fucking headache.
Nah.
You don't think that?
Cause what if you can't turn it off? Like, what if you walk by somebody and you just
you read it off?
I want to be able to control it though.
You'd be mad a lot.
Yeah, you probably would. You'd be like, bro,
you'd be amazed at how many people think so much.
I just want to know what people be thinking
about
when they be
you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I want to know.
You.
Oh, you just want to know. People you know. It'd be your own family members on the side talking about you.
I want to know all that.
You look at them like, bro, I know good and damn well you should think better of me, bro. Ain't nobody saying
like
that.
You just sitting there, you just walk in the room and they're like, this fat motherfucker. And you done heard them say that shit and they mind you like,
yeah, you don't got.
Fuck you, man.
For real? Damn, for real.
Like, imagine that being your first time, though. The first time you just discovered you could read minds. Yeah. And it just happened out of the blue, and they do it, and you hear them say that. You like, the fuck you mean? Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, the fuck's wrong with you?
Now, imagine reading minds, and you in the strip club. Now, that, I think you'll probably get some of the most fascinating mind readings ever. Because a dude probably in his mind, he gonna be like, man, I'm taking this girl home tonight. She lishy, whatever.
Then you got the other gay nigga that's like, I'm here for these niggas. They don't even know it.
And then one of the girls be one of them switcheroos.
Yeah.
And then she over here.
See, that's why I want to know. For the times like that.
Yeah, bro. She's like, I just got to last 5 more minutes.
But what if you reading minds gained you, like, access to information that was too overwhelming for you to know? Like, the shit that they be doing in the White House.
I want
to
know that, too.
You know what I'm saying? Then what can you do with that information? Like, how you going to save the world, Craig?
Everybody taking this vaccine, they still don't know they still going to die. And you like, what the
hell? That's just going to speed it up. That's just going to speed up the process.
But they didn't know that. But that's a good one. And the last one you said, go to the moon.
Go to the moon, yeah.
But why didn't you just wish for enough money or wish for a rocket ship? You can go more than...
Because I don't want to pay for it.
Oh, I mean...
He just want to go.
Bet.
How you going to get there? You just want to just teleport there? Or
nah, what? I want to go on a spaceship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I rock with it.
A spaceship or a rocket?
Spaceship.
I feel like a spaceship would be a lot safer than a rocket.
Who gonna drive it? Because only aliens.
Don't you say Jesus take the wheel? You are.
Who gonna drive it?
You are on this one.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how that works. I know I won't get up that though.
Maybe. So Miss Tellin, there's you, and there's three wishes.
Oh man.
What are they gonna be?
Okay. My first wish would be that my children never have to ever, ever, ever suffer or be hurt or lack for anything. That would be my first wish. Mm-hmm. That they could just live completely happy, unbothered life. My second wish, I wish I could go erase time that I wasted with certain people.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
That'll be my second wish.
Okay.
And my third wish, it's a hard one. My third wish would be to marry my best friend.
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
All right.
Then wow.
This show has off the rock, just went off the rails. Now wow. We got a possible.
Wow.
Let's look at number one. All right. So you said for kids not to suffer or hurt or anything.
Yeah.
Do you think your kids might be spoiled or entitled because of that? Or do you feel like
I wouldn't care if they was spoiled, entitled? No, they wouldn't be entitled because I wouldn't raise them that way feel entitled. But okay. They would definitely be spoiled. Because
I mean, like, they never know what it's like to struggle. So they would just, you know, would you feel like they'd be insensitive to the other people that they're around?
Well, the way I see it, I wouldn't want them to know what it's like to struggle because I don't think it was meant for us to be here struggling the way that we do.
That is true.
It's a lot of stuff just was taken from us that put us in this position, mm-hmm. You know, so.
I mean, but I think when people hear struggle, they think, like, on the corner asking for change struggle. But I'm like, just like the struggle of the day-to-day, you know, just like a traffic jam or just trying to be on time, just...
But I wouldn't wish that on my kids, because if they got my temper, a traffic jam would be very bad.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of... What's that song? That the
body is at the
floor. I'm a Virgo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there. That's a bust.
Wait, what does that mean? What does that mean?
What's that girl said? It is what it is. When it comes to being a Virgo.
Baby, let me tell y'all one thing. I'm a September Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we different from the other ones.
Yeah.
Me, I'm different from all of them.
Yeah. I can't even say executive. I say our assistant engineer back there is a Virgo, Miss Samantha, aka Katie.
I knew I liked her when I walked in the door.
Yeah, she over there. She hanging out behind the scenes. Let's go to the second one. You say you wish you couldn't waste time with the people that you know.
Waste time with, yeah.
The exes or whatever, the people that you.
Well, I didn't
with.
Say exes particularly. I said people.
Just people.
In general.
But do you think, like, if you didn't go through that, you wouldn't know what you know now?
Yeah, it kind of happened in some kind of way.
Yeah.
Maybe, but now some stuff.
Everything happens for a reason.
Some people
everything happens for a reason. So I believe it helped you in a way.
That is true.
Mm, yeah, I would think so.
But it's just because it's time that I can't get back. And it was, you know, it's people that hinder you from things that you could have been made it to. You could have been accomplished. But, you know, sometimes we don't. Except when it's time to let a person go and you keep them around longer than you should. You know, that's not just in relationships, that's friendships, that's even family members. It's just toxic people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by that.
Why not just wish for extra time?
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that.
That way you keep the knowledge and you don't lose it.
No. Just erase them. Just completely.
Yeah, you are
telling like,
me.
Like, you can't tell me what the wish is.
My job.
Ask me my wish.
Listen, guys, my job.
She got 6 points.
Is to ask the questions nobody else wants to ask. That is my job as the media, is to ask you questions. That's what the interview's for. It's for me to ask these questions.
So I'm gonna ask you a question, give me an answer, and I'm gonna still ask you why is that your answer?
Yeah, basically. Okay. I mean, come on. Like, how good would this show be if I was just like, okay, give me your wishes, and then she give me the wishes, like, okay, next second.
No, we can talk about it.
Until the next.
We can talk about it, but you're like, well, what? I mean,
it'd just be like, okay, cool. And we're on. I'm just supposed to be like, okay, cool. No. let's see my three wishes. Everybody else has some really good wishes. I gotta commend y'all on y'all.
Nah, we haven't got that last wish.
What's
the third wish? What she said? She said
marry her best friend.
Yeah. And she said, she know. Look, I wonder they watching. No, that's the crazy part.
Yeah.
That's the part that made it fun. I'm like, wow, that's like professional love live. Like, she just said it right then. Like, whoever you is, my guy, like, it's about time to go up on that. You know
so, everybody that's watching Off the Rock, look. We have the answer to who.
I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah. Wait, now you went on no table. That was on your heart. That one was on your heart. You think about that a lot. She thought about this. She thought about that before you got here.
So everybody, we know who Miss Kikitalin best friend is.
No, y'all don't.
Don't ruin this for me. Anyway, like I was saying, we know.
I want to know.
They don't know, but I know. And if you want to find out, check back here right after these. I'm just messing with you.
That's how they normally do it, right?
Yeah.
We got to stay tuned for these. I ain't even going to leave. I'm going to sit through the commercial.
If you
want
to know, pay $19.95 to the live.
Hey, put the badges on the bottom of the live, Frank. How you hear me?
How you pin it? You pin the cash.
I'm finna put the cash in. I'm finna pay it. I want to find out what it is.
Off 20, the Rock Pod.
I can pay at 12 too. Wait 12. I'm paying 12.
Boy, the episode gonna be long gone.
I'm paying 12. I'm come back.
Do you want to elaborate on that wish? You don't.
No.
Bro, you know who you is.
That was something to say though. That was like, yeah. Like when I was like,
it's some people probably watching that know who it is, but.
Well, so like y'all like to. So, I mean. Since we the
question.
Okay, let's have a little fun.
Y'all.
Since we got you.
Is this the hot seat?
I think it feels like a little bit. I feel hot for you right now. Like, is this somebody, do you think this person knows this? Is this somebody that you have, like, affiliations with?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're just putting out there that, hey, it's time for us to get married.
No, I'm not saying the time is now.
But you want it to happen.
But down the line, you know.
But you want it down the line. You want to have it down the line. You want to have
it. I
want
to get married right now.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Down the line.
In the next couple months.
Next couple months. Like how long are you giving it? Like how long are you giving it? Like you know, so you know, so be like,
about 5 years.
5 years. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Well, I don't know. I can't say nothing because me and my wife was together about 5 years before we got married.
I'm not waiting that long.
I've been married before.
I got a question
already.
Go on, he been your best friend?
Yeah.
So dude, when you was talking to other dudes, he was your best friend?
Yeah.
Oh. Now we getting somewhere. Now we getting somewhere. Okay. See now how y'all do, man. Best friend. I wish somebody would tell me that's my best friend. See now we got the answer.
It wasn't nothing like that. It wasn't we have boundaries. There are boundaries. Like just if he was in a relationship, I would have boundaries. Just respect the boundaries. So you know, and that's kinda why. You know. I don't make no plans for nothing no time. So.
Okay then. Well, I mean, I understand because, you know, them lines get blurred a lot. A lot of people be thinking they friends or the girls that they with be having them best friends and them best friends just be best friends. And really, the whole time, they be slapping.
That's why I said that.
Oh, man.
That's what I think about.
Now, that is true. A lot of people who throw that best friend word around, of course, is people who clap that exactly. But me and my best friend are not doing those things. We are not.
And that's what's leading y'all together.
Well, we was best friends first.
Okay.
Then we dated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then we came to the conclusion that, well, you know, we're better as best friends right now. We was able to accept that and still be friends.
That's a beautiful thing. And then that means if y'all was to ever get back together, I mean, it'll be a whole lot different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A whole lot. Well, see, I'm going to advocate for y'all. Whoever you is, brother, I know you watching. Go on, make that move,
bro. I tell y'all off the record, not on the record.
I ain't bet.
Well, that's... because I'm ready to laugh.
Okay. Let's just go on move into these current events because we got some hot topics today that I want to hear everybody else's opinion on. So, I just want to go on and start this with Trump got impeached and banned. Everything.
Shout out my nigga Trump.
I swear, shout out, man. Trump, we can't... Well, he can't see us, right? Can't see nothing.
Golly.
Well, you know how that would feel, boy? You banned from everything, bro. Especially if that's what you do. That's your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he was on...
He away from the world. Like, he just got to sit and just... See, look at the flow. Like, I don't have nobody confessing
my feelings to. Look, bro, the man was, he got banned from Reddit. So he can't go on there and read no stories. He got banned from Twitch. He better not play no games no time soon. You played enough games all year. Spotify, he can't even listen.
He can't listen to music.
He can't even make a playlist for his Trump supporters to listen to. Wow. No, we're not gonna take it. Nope, none of that.
They
not
went
for you.
All the way out with
Twitter, he can't do none of them obnoxious, redundant ass tweets anymore. Google, he can't ask no questions. You just gotta figure it out. You gotta draw it out in the sand.
He banned from everything.
YouTube.
He banned from life. He banned from
Facebook.
Life.
Can't even watch us right now. Instagram can't post no pictures. So that we Snapchat. TikTok.
Y'all know Twitter was his life, man. That was his life.
He can't even Pinterest. He can't even get no damn cookie recipes.
He can't even shop online.
Not at all. Amazon, Stripe. I don't even know what the hell a Coda is.
You know, New York City, they released his contract for his hotel and all that stuff. Like, he don't have nothing. They taking all that stuff.
Bruh.
Hotels. His bank.
So, are we going to talk about why they doing it, though?
I mean, yeah, we can talk about it. I mean, honestly, they're doing it because once he did that horrible speech, after those people attacked the Capitol, like, these are basically terrorist people who committed treason. And he goes up and now, you know, well, just, be, you know, he basically said this didn't go the way they stole it from us. They basically stole it, this election from us. Even though they stole it from us, y'all shouldn't be attacking the Capitol. I'm like, come on, dog. Come on.
I definitely believe they stole the election, though. You do? I think he would have won.
Why
I
you
think
believe, he would have won? How do you believe they stole the election?
Bro, lost.
Yeah.
I think he would have won, and I think that's probably.
He
would have won if he had the votes. I was saying.
I think he had.
My thing
though.
Is, how do you steal? Like, there's cameras in every.
Exactly. So it's just this election. They want to steal. No other election happened.
Yeah. There ain't
nobody else election.
See,
they let Barack in.
I usually don't do politics to get into politics and stuff like that. But Donald Trump. I don't know. I just feel like. Honestly, I feel like it's something that's going on that's bigger than what they're putting in the media. And I feel like, you know, maybe he knows something about it, or he may be a part of it, or they all a part of it. You're like, yeah, he might be a whistleblower or some shit. Yeah. You just never know.
It could be.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I think that they fucking with him like that. He probably about to blow the whistle on some shit. You know, a lot of stuff was uncovered during this whole term that he been president on behalf and their behalf. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like they put certain stuff in the media. You know, the media, they control everything, basically. You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like Donald Trump was being put in the media the way he is, you know what I'm saying, to make it seem like he's this person. That he's very ignorant with the way he talk. He can't form a complete sentence to save his life. But I don't think that he is just, it's like picking the lesser of two evils. He fucked up, but they fucked up too. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I just feel like he has more power than what, you know, certain people have. And I just kind of feel like, you know, they banned him from everything to just cover something up. That's my opinion.
Oh.
I'm saying it's facts. Allegedly. Let me say that. Allegedly. But
I feel like the same hate that he used on the platform, on his first platform, to make the presidency, I feel like he tried to ride that wave again. And I think that the other people was like, okay, we sick of this bullshit. Like, it ain't working for us. Like, hey, you making white people look bad, all right? And when they fed up with the shit, like, it's bad. Normally they be riding the wave sometime, but this time they was like, oh, hell no. Nah,
I'm not a Trump supporter, but at the same time, I just don't trust the media. I just don't trust the stuff.
I mean,
but
yeah,
you don't trust us, dog?
You know.
That's how you feel?
I mean, media.
Yeah, I'm saying, we
media. I'm talking about the news media, the stuff, the people that give us the news every day.
I'm just saying that too, though, but at the same time, I mean, this stuff has been around forever.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can't just be just blaming on like the now. If that's the case, we might as well just blame on the last.
Blame it on the
alcohol, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just blame it on what's going on now. Because, I mean, we can blame it on the last 100 years of the United States, then that's the case.
Yo, nah, Fat Mac, bro. Something happened the other day, and it blew Twitter, it blew ESPN, even blew my mind.
Yeah.
James Harden got traded to the Nets. Now, you are an avid basketball fan. In your songs, you be having Ja Morant. You say stuff about Ja Morant. Yeah. The album called Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
But I got to ask you, how do you feel about this move, James Harden to the Nets?
I feel like the Nets going to win the ship. They're going to win the final.
Do you really believe
Nah, I take that back. Lakers in five.
Lakers in five? I say five? Lakers in four.
Lakers in five.
Lakers in two. They're going to just win two games and give it to them.
I said Lakers in four.
Lakers in five.
All right, so.
So they're going to be going to sweep them?
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so. All right. Out of that entire trade, they lost a lot. Now they gave up Jared Allen and Spencer Dinwiddie.
All that guys are starting lineup.
That's all they got, right?
They can't play the whole game.
Where's the defense?
At nowhere.
Exactly. Now, defense win what? Championships, right?
Yeah.
Who gonna stop?
They got James Harden.
Harden ain't playing on defense.
He played on defense. He letting people walk by. He has.
He really ain't playing.
But he can shoot.
Championship.
And what has that shooting done for him? Not a ring in sight. Now I can't even call him right now.
That boy Sam got more ring.
Exactly. But my thing is, okay, I love the fact that they got him out of there. Nah, my thing is they mortgaged the entire future. They didn't gave up by 8 first round picks almost. But I think they can get him back. Everybody see this? Yeah, they can get him back with this plan. What Kyrie been at? Have you noticed that Kyrie ain't been playing for the Nets in the last couple games?
So what you think they're going to trade Kyrie?
You heard what he been saying, though? All his excuses was
exactly.
For not playing?
Exactly. So, now, I mean, like, come on.
That
so
boy that's say, what, I just ain't feel like playing.
That's what made the Nets make the move. Yeah. Because they got KD on the contract for about 2 more years. So, like, my thing is, you got him, you got to make him happy. Mm-hmm. And if Kyrie ain't there to make him happy, he ain't got nobody to play with. What you think you gonna do? Well, this been good, Brooklyn. I'm gonna have to bounce, dog. So they went and was like, fuck it. I'm gonna get James Harden to try to entice KD to be here. We mortgaged our future. We can get some of it back if we ship Kyrie ass off. I'm thinking it's about time for Kyrie to retire. Because you mentally not in the game. You don't give a damn about the game.
I ain't gonna lie. He probably just don't want to play for the Net.
Yeah, I don't think he had
to. But he chose to go there. They didn't call him.
I mean, I guess circumstances changed, though. But I think it's because he don't want to play for them.
They did.
I don't think he want to play with KD and Harden.
He advocated for both of them.
Huh?
He advocated for KD and Harden. If Kyrie went to the Knicks, KD would be with the Knicks right now. Kyrie called. Kyrie was messing with KD during the offseason. That's the reason why the only reason why Kyrie decided to even go to the Knicks. Because they came at the same time. The Nets didn't even know KD was coming. The free agent drop, the Nets was like, oh shit, we got KD on the phone. They didn't even know he was coming to Brooklyn. They just woke up one morning and KD is on the roster.
Yeah.
I would have shit myself. I'm like, it's a gold mine? Wait a minute. He on our team? I'd have been calling everybody. Like, but yeah, that's what happened. So I think, like, the Nets is going to mortgage their future. They denied mortgage their future, but they going to get some of it back. Because they finna be like, all right, Kyrie, you don't want to play for us? Fine. We finna ship your ass off, and we finna get some more future in here.
But I don't think they're going to get rid of Kyrie, though.
I can see it happen.
It's going to take a couple more times. I guess I'm doing this, mate.
They ain't got no bench. They ain't got no defense.
They don't. They can't get rid of him right now.
They ain't got no bench. They ain't got no defense.
So they can't get rid of him.
Yeah, they can. You get rid of him, you get you some defense.
Like who?
I mean, you can trade him to the Heat. You can trade him to the Spurs.
I'm saying for who, though?
I mean, if you trade him to the Heat, I try to see if you trade him in a package deal somewhere. See if you can get you either Duncan Robinson and on either another pick, make a 3-team trade, try to get you some defense somewhere. Because, like, I just don't see no defense on this squad. They will not be able to stop LeBron James and Marc Gasol. Hell, I don't even think they can stop Dennis Schroeder right now. They don't have no defense. They just don't.
Yeah, big AD over there, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know who going to guard him.
Yeah, they owe it. They might not even make it to the championship.
Exactly.
I don't think they're
going to
make it, yeah. They might not make it to the playoff.
Look, man. All right, so there was a guy. It was a vegan guy who got locked up, who stormed the Capitol with the rest of these people.
Oh, yeah, man.
And his mom is hella upset right now because he hasn't eaten in jail.
Yeah, he has. He's on a strict diet.
Yeah, he's on a strict diet.
And he only eats certain stuff, so she's mad they won't give him their food.
Exactly.
He eat in jail.
And I'm like, ma'am, are you serious right now?
Yeah,
I'm serious. What other vegan guys in prison getting vegan meals? And you want to ask them what they eating? They eating bologna that's halfway green. They got some hard-ass cornbread, maybe, and some mashed-up something.
Man, his ass shouldn't have been out there.
Exactly.
That's all I can tell you.
That's my
thing. Now you know how we feel.
Come on. What he thought he was going to get while he was in prison?
See that right out. Everybody get life.
Yeah.
Life.
Did you know, like, some of those people that stormed the Capitol, they had flights, like, the next couple of days or weeks, and they tried to get on those flights, and they turned them away and told them, oh, no, you can't fly here. Like, your passport's been rescinded, all that. They, like, you can't fly.
But they had their faces or something?
Yup. They had
their faces.
Ain't nobody wearing no masks?
Nah, you ain't see it?
They was out there.
Nobody wearing no mask. Them Trump supporters. Ain't nobody wearing no mask.
They was out there, mask out, dick out, like, proud about it.
They was recording everything.
I seen they brought a noose out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
They had a noose and crossbows.
I didn't see that.
They had crossbows and all. They had all different kinds of stuff out there, like, that joint was playing, man.
And then they was going to try to take a flight the next day.
Staged. Yeah, it was
had to be. They led them straight to the
Trump lady, let them
that
in.
That lady who they say she dead, that bitch ain't dead. That bitch ain't dead.
Oh, nah, I seen the actual video, like, on YouTube.
That lady is a crisis actor.
She is.
Well, she got shot. She acting pretty good and shot. She got shot.
She a crisis.
Hey, if she's still alive, they need to pay her well for that.
That thing got shot. I seen the video. Like, it's actually, I wasn't trying to watch, but it was like it came across in a little thing on YouTube, man. It showed the video. It showed the dude with the gun.
I know they did. Popping. I know they showed the video. They know what to do.
That nigga.
To make y'all fall for that shit.
They made fall for we black.
I don't trust them.
Ain't affecting us. That's not affecting our community.
That was there, one white lady got shot.
But it's not affecting our community at all. This is not affecting our community at all. It can't be too much of a show because
I ain't gonna bother
y'all
with my conspiracy
community theories,
but you know.
Yeah, you
know what
I mean? I'm just gonna
I'm a big conspiracy theory person. Like, I believe in a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't. I believe it.
Yeah.
Man, I just wake up, live, work, make money, go to sleep, wake up again.
Yeah.
Life.
They need to get them thugs out of the street anyway.
Yeah, them hoodlums out the street, man. They were calling them
animals.
Yeah.
Protesting police rights, and y'all here. Somebody lost an election. Y'all at this mug trying to kill folks, hang folks.
What the hell?
For real. That nigga lost. That's the case. We should be around. We can do whatever you then. That's
yeah. Case. The dude's name is Jake Chinsley, and his mom name is, I'm going to make sure I say it right. What is her damn name? Martha Chinsley.
Martha.
What a name like Martha.
Mama Martha.
Yeah, she was also a donkey of the day.
She was. I heard it this morning.
What?
This morning.
For what?
For that?
For that?
She was donkey of the day. And they had played her little voice. We got to start doing it too. We're going to start playing some voiceovers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was saying... She's like, I think my son is, he gets very sick if he doesn't eat the particular diet. So I'm trying to understand and find out why can he get this food. And I'm like.
Now she said he was a patriot. I thought she was talking New England, but like the Patriots, but no.
Man, you seen the dude that had the Viking helmet and what does that have to do with this?
That man
Vikings
too.
Ain't. American?
That boy popped the bean before he went out there.
Yeah, he popped the bean. I would get into all that, but I can't even do it.
Right. I understand.
My dog
popped the bean. He said, fuck it. My dog said, fuck it. I'm going to pop that bean up with the Viking helmet. We're going to storm the Capitol.
He had the fur and everything on. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, man, it's whole face paint.
Well, let's jump into some segments, man. We got some segments. We're going to do Rocky situations. Now, look, if you got any type of I want to say, if you got something you're selling, if you got anything you want to promote and you want to send it our way, you can have a segment to yourself for a promotion. If you just email us at authorrockpod@gmail.com, we can get you with our package and we can promote your business right before each and every segment. Just get with us at authorrockpod@gmail.com and we can definitely get you down for a sponsorship. So, Rocky situations. I don't know if y'all seen this meme going around, but it's basically the girl's like, hey man, how you, you know, hey, what you doing? And then the dude like, I'm at home chilling. And then she was like, do you want me to, she was like, can I come over? And the dude's like, yeah, sure, if you want to. Mm-hmm. And then the girl's like, but do you want me to come over? And then like, he like, yeah, if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apparently like, it's a problem. Apparently like, Twitter and Facebook is having a problem.
That's an old one. That was years ago I seen it. It's a whole little video.
But yeah, let's I ain't just gonna talk count
about,
that was old.
Yeah, that's
not
real old.
But let's just talk about this for a second. This is a problem in relationships. Every
nah, that situation. That wasn't even no relationship. That was just like, hey, she said somebody he knew.
Yeah.
Nah, well, she was in town and she hit him up like, hey, I'm in town. Can I stop by? He was like, yeah, you stop by. I ain't tripping. But do you want me to stop by?
Oh, they did make a video of that.
They made a video. He was like, you can come over. You know, I mean, I don't care.
If you want to.
But if this tell me that I can come over. You know, he like, I'm saying I don't care if you come over. But
she wanted to feel like he wanted her to come.
But you asked me though. She asked him.
But how do y'all feel about that? I feel like it's catch with too. I just feel like women just don't want to have the pressure of just being there. They just want to feel wanted to be there.
That's what I'm saying. She had a need for feeling wanted there, like knowing he wanted her there versus, you can come. You asked to come. You can come if you want to.
But it's the same damn thing. Like if
it
I didn't want to,
but it is the exact same thing. But what I'm saying is, for her being like, sometimes females just want you to say that you want them.
I don't understand that.
It's crazy.
Like, if I didn't want you there, I would not say yeah.
But some people will though.
They'll just say that.
Some people will. They'll say you can come over, and then you get there and they be a whole asshole and it's like, bro, I really just didn't feel like being bothered. I just let you come over because you act.
That's some pussy ass hoes.
they be girl coming over there, man, with that. Like, well, they already got an attitude before they even get
before
the anyway
they
because
kill the
you ain't really give them that answer they was looking for. So they come in the door with attitude.
She's
so
probably
you gonna leave out
with
the same attitude.
Just need to
you
be
gonna
validated.
Leave out the same attitude. I'll sit there and look. I'll sit there and get my phone and wait for you to be like, I'm finna go. All right.
I think that's just a person who wants to be validated.
I just,
you know?
But why is everything about that? That's the thing. Everything is about validation.
It shouldn't be, but some people are just like,
how do you feel about that?
If I text a nigga and say,
why you gotta be all that? Why you gotta be just a dude, a man or something?
If I text a man, a dude, a nigga, a boy, a penis or whatever, and I say, can I slide? Can I come through? And he say, yeah, sure. You said, yeah. All I needed to see was, yeah. That's it. That's I got my answer.
Yeah.
Can I come through? Yes.
Fat Mac, simple. How you feel?
Ain't no nigga finna say, yeah, sure, first off.
You just cool.
Whatever.
I don't care.
Okay. You just like, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, me... I'm like, bro, just think about how dumb this sounds. Like, let's just change the analogy to from coming
and
over.
See,
like, let me say, like, hey.
I would say, do you want company?
And I'll be like, yeah, if you want to slide, cool.
If you want to come, come.
Yeah. My thing is like this. Like, the girl's getting upset. This goes for Katie in the back, too. Like, look. All right, if I say that and you like, but do you want me to come? Like, let's change this from this being the situation and you coming over. So let's just change this to, all right, I got some candy. And I ask you if you want some candy. And you'd be like, can I have some candy? I'd be like, yeah, sure, if you want some. And then you'd be like,
do you
want me to have some? Like, bro, you want the fucking candy or no?
But like, but you can also, like, sometimes it may be a good thing that they ask, do you want me to? Because then that may create... In some people's mind, they may feel like, oh, well, he says I can come if I want to. Then she may feel comfortable coming all the time just because she want to without permission. And then it's going to be a problem because now she popping up.
Well, she ain't got no key. She can pop up and knock all that. You know what I'm saying? She do all that. I mean, you come over, man, pop up. You still going to be out there.
I'll be in my room.
You going to be out there saying, watching, boy. You going to be out there on my side.
Hey.
Oh,
do,
all right.
Don't pull up.
I'm telling you right now. Don't pull up.
Don't pull up. Let's go for
it. Only a handful of people know where I stay at.
Hey, what's the name of that Bruno Mars song? He's like, I'm just going to lay in my bed.
Bruno Mars song?
Yeah, he's like,
don't feel like picking up my phone. Leave a message at the tone. The other day, I swear I'm not doing anything.
Nothing at all.
Yeah,
yeah, that is. My favorite part is like, he's like, I put my hands in my pants and he's like, I'm going to watch MTV so they can teach me how to duck. That's my ass while you knocking on the door. For real though,
I got another one though. Since we're on this,
go
on
ahead,
this
subject, bro. Take it.
I was listening to this earlier, and somebody was talking about where was yesterday actually, and somebody was talking about the thin line between love and hate movie, and they was asking who was more wrong in the situation. Was it Brandy or was it Martin's character?
Brandy, get over it.
After she stab your ass.
I think it was both of them.
Yeah,
because he could have been up front, but you know, she.
See, he knew he was still in love with that other girl.
But I'm saying, but most people, I ain't gonna say women, I'm gonna say people, they don't know that everybody may not be looking for what you're looking for. So you have to be able to accept the fact that a person tells you, I don't want that.
Hey, but hold on. You got to put the crowd on game, because some of the crowd don't know what we're talking about.
I say a thin line between love and hate.
No, okay. But I mean, like, the situation. Like, what if I never watched that shit?
What happens in a thin line between love and hate?
A thin line between love and hate.
Yeah, there you go.
What happens?
A movie is a young man. He was a player. He was all that. And he had made his bet that he was going to get the draws from Brandon.
Them cheeks.
As he should. He did. Yeah. But he was, you know, it didn't originally start with a bet, but it started with him talking to her, and then the bet came that I bet you can't get, you know. They started them having cheeks. Sex, and they started getting all together. She started buying him stuff. She had a lot of money. She started buying him a lot of stuff, and she started taking care of him, and... his ex-girlfriend came back in town. She was in the army. She came back in town. Then he just felt like, okay, I don't want to be who I want to be with my ex. So at this point, the girl go crazy. She pop up in the house. How she get in the house, we don't know.
Sound like Insecure.
She pop up in the house.
Ever establish a relationship?
Never established a relationship. They never said we together. They were just spending time together.
Yeah, so now she
just felt like that was a relationship because we spent time together, which a lot of women do feel like that, though. Like, you can be spend time with them, they just automatically assume we together. Then they be like, niggas ain't this.
Yeah, once you clap them cheeks, they ain't no need to ask for permission.
But at this point, did he clap them cheeks before she started buying that stuff from him? Was it after?
I won't say
it was. He clapped them cheeks before. It was before.
She even ain't no girl for buying
all that shit, and now she mad. But shit, he ain't asked her for that.
He asked for that at all. She letting him borrow the limo, the ride, go around town, and all that stuff. I'm buy your own club and all that. If you tell me you gonna buy me my own club. Yeah, I'm
going to
keep clapping them cheeks, man.
Amen. Like, damn marathon at the end of the show. Hey.
Round of applause, baby.
That's
Marker Flocker.
The problem with a lot of people. And I think that's why, you know, I'm able to still be friends with people I've had dealings with in the past, because I don't feel obligated to things, and I don't feel like nobody owe me nothing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they feel like you owe them, or you know what I'm saying, like they go out of their way and do things that you don't ask for, and now they feel like obligated to, you know, a certain access of you, and really the whole time they went out on a limb to do these things, and now they feel like, you, well, I did all this for you and I held you down and this and that and blah blah blah, and now you just gonna but it was already established what it was. And see, you people just be people be trying to buy your love. They want to buy your love, or they want to buy their way into you changing your mind or something.
That's the name of the episode.
People may be thinking, if I do all this, you know, it'd be
it's
easier
gonna
for
change
me to
them.
Yeah,
right, and it don't work like that, because somebody that really genuinely wants you, and you know, it's not gonna take all that.
Yeah, I just want to make this known throughout the episode. We do come up with the name of the episode during the episode. So like, so if you
are we not naming this episode no damn cheeks?
I was just gonna say the thin line between these cheeks.
It was clap the cheeks. We call it clap the cheeks. Why
not? Around the applause, around the cheeks.
I know. I think we should call it clap the cheeks.
The clappers. I don't know.
Clap the cheeks.
Hey man, we still got more segments. We can come up with something, man.
I think it should be. I vote for that one.
So look, there's four pills, and I'm gonna ask y'all which pill y'all gonna take.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Think I'm taking no pills. I'm
all right, so, red pill.
I can't swallow pills.
You can chew them hoes anyway.
Cut them half.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
None of it.
Okay. Red pill, your ex will come back. Blue pill, you meet true love.
Hold up, they gotta tell us which ex.
Whichever one you
choose. Whichever one you wanna choose to come back.
That's the red pill. I thought your ass ain't take no pills. You better stay
yeah,
in the car.
Yeah, you want a pill now.
She's sick now.
No, I'm not.
I'm thinking about might get this pill.
She didn't learn how to swallow.
Nah. I don't need no pill to make no nigga come back.
Oh, all right then. Blue pill. Meet true love. Yellow pill. Lose weight.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Now, go back. I missed the other one you said.
Blue pill. Meet true love.
Okay.
Green pill. $1 million.
Green.
All right. So, since we know Fat Mac answer,
yeah.
Fat Mac, why you want $1 million? Just tell us why.
I ain't gonna count.
What would be the first thing you buy if you get $1 million?
I don't know though. I just need it.
Okay.
Like, I want that.
Yeah, we all. But, hey, hell, I'm with you.
We're on your side.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's the first thing you gonna invest in with that $1 million.
See, you got.
I want to start a trucking company though.
Turn up. That money can make you more money.
Yeah.
That's what's up. What was the name of your trucking company?
Fat Max.
Period, little bro.
That's not just, yes. Do that. Please.
As funny as that is.
That sounds just
Fat Mac
Trucking Company.
Fat Mac Trucking Company.
That's the name of the episode. That's a contender for Fat Mac Trucking Company.
The Mac Trucking Company.
I like it.
I like that.
All right, well, we got his answer. Miss Talin.
What was the other pills?
All right, so we know about the red one. You like that one. The blue pill, meet true love. The yellow pill, lose weight. And the green pill, $1 million.
Decisions.
Now, if this hard for you.
Well, I've already met true love, so.
Best friend.
Yeah. Don't need a pill to bring nobody back. That's easy. I don't need to lose no weight. So I'm going to call with $1 million.
Hey.
Oh, she said it's easy.
Yeah,
huh?
Gave us a calculation. Now you got to tell us, what's the first thing you going to buy with this $1 million?
My first thing that I would buy is I would invest in my own studio.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one thing that could bring you more money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you probably going to need another one of them damn green pills once you get done, though.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to be selling studio time. Yeah.
It's a start.
True. You going green?
My body going green.
You going green. What you getting?
Invest in some stocks. The stocks I would invest in is something people never really think about too much, but people always need toilet tissue. And it ain't never going to run out of toilet tissue.
Mm-hmm. Walmart ain't never shutting down.
Walmart is one. Nike, places like Nike, Walmart. Stuff like that, which I have stocks in those already now, though. But
the essentials. The essential stuff.
I'll probably invest stock in the hospital.
Toothpaste.
That'd be something too, though.
Oh,
toothpaste.
Yeah.
Toothpaste. Yeah, work too. I do so many different things. But stocks would be one of the main things I do, though.
Yeah, I play with stocks a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the yellow. I'm just messing with y'all. I'm going green. I'm just fucking around.
Lose weight.
Yeah, lose weight. If I lose any of my weight, my ass gonna evaporate. If I got the green pill, I got $1 million. I'm gonna start the Off the Rock Podcast Studios. Well, we have we have rooms that people can rent,
mm-hmm.
and they can do their own podcast and or create their own album. I got engineers on standby, so there's a rate with the engineers and there's a rate without the engineers. So if you got an engineer you want to bring in the studio, have them work for you, cool. If you want Franklin or you want Jared, you can get them.
Yeah.
Also connected to this Off the Rock Podcast Studios, there'll be a barbershop where you're able to get a fresh fade for your fresh interview. And then on the other side of it is my...
strip club?
Close. Breakfast bar, but it's alcohol-infused breakfast. All right?
Wow. So they put, like, alcohol in the waffles and stuff?
Hey. We're going to have some...
That'd be nice. I think we should start there.
No, we're going to have some red velvet pancakes with strawberry Hennessy syrup and some chicken tenders.
I ain't never even heard of that.
Exactly. Welcome to Off the Rock's Breakfast Bar. And then we're going to have cereal But see, I'm gonna have an alcohol infused cereal where you can get some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I'm gonna mix a little bit of milk and rum chowder and put that the Cinnamon Toast on top of that.
You have folks.
Hey, I ain't gonna cap that. That sound disgusting.
Yeah, it does sound disgusting. And cereal makes people
like that sounds
close to the toilet. So you gonna really have people on the toilet if you put rum and some cereal.
No, you must not ever have rum chowder before.
Rum chowder. If you put rum in some cereal.
No, you're not getting it. Rum chowder tastes just like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That ain't no good idea.
It's a great idea. You got to try.
You could do the cannabis food, but
I can't do it here because my ass.
Let's do vegan food. You know, everybody be complaining about vegan.
No, I'm not doing that. You not finna get no black bean patty. Well, we're
going to do a club. We're going to do a club. Let's do a club. You know you got to do a club. You got to do a big event space.
I am. And it's going to be called The Palace. Mm-hmm. And never mind. I'm giving out too many of my ideas. Just know my $1 million, I'm gonna make a million more million. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right.
All right. Now this is a fan favorite game everybody loves to play, and I get to keep score, and I get to choose who win.
But we get who win.
You live.
You get to come back.
You live to see another day.
Yeah.
You live to see another day.
This is the game of Walmart or Waffle House. This game is a game where I tell you a specific crime, and you have to guess where it happened. Walmart or Waffle House?
House.
All right. Yeah. Now let's get it cracking.
Like, we got some scary music next time for that.
Yeah. All right. So at this establishment, a guy decided. Wait a minute. Do y'all know how to play this game?
You just call like Waffle House or Walmart. Huh?
Bet. Bet. I know. So I did that sometimes. Some people was like, I don't know what to do next. All right. So,
I was not being funny.
No, Faye, when you were serious, though, you like, you just told us. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So a guy decides to rob this establishment with a pitchfork. Waffle House.
That gotta be Waffle
Walmart.
House.
Waffle House.
That's in the country somewhere. That's in Waffle House, right in the country somewhere.
I agree. Waffle House.
Now, y'all sure? I feel like you can get past somebody with a pitchfork in Walmart.
You can, but it can be either or, though, for real, though. Like,
well, if it was the money stealing, then maybe Walmart. I'm gonna go with Walmart.
Okay, Walmart.
Okay, I'll tell you about Walmart again.
Walmart, okay.
Waffle House.
The real answer is Waffle House. The guy decides to use the wrong fork when he pulled up the Waffle House.
Oh, man.
Robbed them guys with a pitchfork. They the most country.
Did it work?
So he robbed them?
Yeah, he got them.
They
gave him the money?
They gave him the money.
Oh, my God.
Where was it at? Do
you
say where was it?
It
had
to be in America.
Yeah, it had to be in like Wisconsin.
Yeah, it had to be somewhere like Ohio or somewhere
else. Yeah, the hell in the pitchfork, bro. How you not see this man coming?
When they see him come. That's probably what made him go.
They probably thought he was the devil.
Yeah,
Jeepers Creepers or some shit.
Yeah, you know, there are those amongst us.
Yeah,
that look like us, but they not us. They just amongst us.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the next one. All right, so this guy stole gallons of milk from this establishment, but he did it dressed as a cow.
Walmart.
Yeah. Hey, Waffle House got milk, too.
They do got milk, too, but I don't think nobody's going to go to Walmart.
He did it. He did it dressed as a cow himself. So he was real to the cause.
Wait, is this cow?
Walmart or Waffle House?
He was dressed as a cow.
Yeah.
I'm going Waffle House.
Yeah, it might be Walmart.
Miss Talon won because it was Walmart.
I seen a man come. I was in Walmart one day and I seen a man come out of Walmart with a basket full of milk, number milk.
He was hitting.
And we asked him, "What the fuck are you doing with all that milk?" And he was like, "Fuck off."
He was probably Armin. She's gonna go turn some butter with that.
Yo,
hose.
What he was doing with that?
Yeah, I have no clue. Either that or he worked low-key at a Starbucks or something. Because, you know, when they run out of milk, they go get
milk.
That's crazy. That's
just been minding your business. Said nah.
I would have been like, damn,
son. I wanted to know what he was doing with all that milk.
Hey, man.
Yeah, what was it? Yeah.
What if he finna go home and lather himself up in a bath with all that milk?
Hell nah, he on some other creep shit.
What if that was all the...
like a creep.
What if that was all the milk for that Doja Cat video? Move. What's his name?
Stop.
I like that song, though. I fucks with it.
That's one of the protests. He went to the Capitol with all that milk.
Okay, so this one, it gets tougher. All right. So a registered sex offender was caught on camera rubbing one out in this establishment. Walmart. Yeah, he was rubbing one out. Right now it's tied because Talia and Fat Mac tied at one, and then you ain't got
some. Definitely Waffle House.
Who's that Waffle House?
I'm going to go Waffle House.
Waffle House. All right. What you got? He was caught on camera.
Yeah, Waffle House. Definitely.
All right. So you should, like, you know, they going up the aisle. Walmart. Walmart. Waffle House. Waffle House, right?
Yeah.
It's Waffle House. They caught him on camera beating his meat.
Camera ain't a dick,
big man.
What you mean, camera? Everybody can see it.
Yeah. I guess instead of paying coins, like, he decided to just put his dick on the camera.
Yeah, that's why I went Waffle House. I'm like, cameras. I mean, like, you can see
it. Walk around. Yeah. I hope, like, if it was in the bathroom, ain't that against the law?
Exactly. You ain't got no cameras.
Yeah, so he just had to come through the door.
So
just,
he was just out there, just
you
behind
know
the counter, just going crazy.
Yeah.
Got him a little booth and got comfortable.
It was one of the waitresses in there. They probably one of them found or something like that. He was like, man, let me go and get it in there.
Shit, that nigga had the wrong eggs and waffles.
It probably was infused with your liquor.
Oh, Lord. You had to put that.
He said he was
going to
have alcohol in his
breakfast. Okay, now that's why it's a bad idea. Because now that's all you're
going to
think about.
No,
next
bro.
Question, please.
All right. This guy grabbed a shotgun and desired to rob this establishment, but when the police pulled up, he was on the floor drunk, cuddling his shotgun.
What the fuck?
Waffle House.
Waffle House or Walmart?
I mean, Walmart.
So
yeah,
he
Walmart.
Basically was finna rob them, and then in the middle of it, he's just like, fuck it, I'm gonna take a nap.
Walmart.
Yeah. That's your final answer?
Mm-hmm.
You should.
Yeah,
you should. Okay, because you could be caught sleeping. I feel like it'd be more convenient to be sleeping at Waffle House.
Waffle House.
You sure, true?
Walmart.
True, I think you need to stick to your first answer, dog. Hey,
Walmart. I said Walmart.
Why you keep laying on the beach?
I'm going to say Walmart.
He is my fucking.
Yeah, hey, Walmart.
It's definitely Walmart.
Why is it Walmart? I got one.
Yeah,
point.
You finally got one.
I left it there. You was trying to put more. You was trying to Professor X me, man.
I did. And that's
all
my
in
game.
My brain, man. You're all in my brain.
Pause. Look, man. So the winner.
It's a tie.
Is it?
Yeah, they both got the same amount, yeah.
First one. Burger.
So who you was finna declare the winner? Because you weren't paying attention.
Look like he was finna point at me, though.
Yeah, I was.
See? Yeah, it's two. Both of them got two, I think. Two or three.
I ain't got no tiebreaker, dog. It is what it
tiebreaker
is.
Tiebreaker could be something.
We ain't winning shit. Hell,
oh, okay, all right. I got the tiebreaker.
Well, that's all giving them some. We going to start.
No, this is the tiebreaker. The tiebreaker is, all right, out of 1 through 10.
Man, this one hard.
Tell me 10 things money can't buy. All right, so. What we're going to do is, out of these 10, y'all get to go one at a time. And what we get the most out of these 10 win. All right, so 10 things money can't buy.
You go first.
Yeah, ladies first.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We're going to time it, though. You get 1 minute, 60 seconds.
And let's go. 10 things money can't buy.
Money can't buy love. Money.
All right, wait. She said love. Let's see. Yes, it's on here. That's one. All right, you.
Happiness.
All right. Wait.
I take it back because I don't even know
it's
what I'm going to say
list.
Because money can buy happiness.
It's not on the list. All right, Ms. Tellin.
You won.
No. Go on.
Money can't buy money.
That's not on the list. All right.
you'll be surprised what a new
money
cycle
can't buy.
Money you
air.
Money you ask for.
Okay,
not on the list. You can buy hair. Next.
Hey, I said air.
Air.
Like breathe, like
still ain't on the list.
Life.
After a minute,
right.
The most.
Life. Not on the list. All right. I guess you can, cause if somebody was in the hospital and they do the little CPR, I mean the little thing, they back to life. You had to pay for that shit. All right, next.
Respect.
All right, that's on the list.
All right, one apiece.
Time.
Not on the list.
Power.
Not on the list.
Friends.
Not on the list.
Fuck that list.
Look, the next person get one win, all right?
Yeah. Mm. Start the timer.
It's
all
right, the
time big on.
I got 30 seconds.
Come on.
Money came. Eyes pass.
Come on, man. You got to give me something.
I don't know.
I'm saying if you pass, you automatically lose.
Lemonade.
It's over there.
What's
that? Come on. Somebody got to give me one that's on this list. This, and once I tell y'all the list, y'all going to be like, damn.
Man, dreams. Shit, I don't know.
It really can buy dreams. I mean, come on.
Bro, at this point, we just guess because we don't fucking
know. All right. I'm going to give it to Miss Telly and she won.
How she won?
Because she got two and you got one.
No.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, bro.
That happened. That's actually what happened.
All right, so these 10 things, and y'all going to be like, damn. All right, on my list, number one, manners. Two.
Come on now.
Morals. Three. Respect. Four.
You can't about respect, actually.
Character. Five. Common sense. Six. Trust. Seven. Patience. Eight. Class. Wait a minute. Okay. I get it. Mm-hmm. Class. Because mm-hmm. I was going to say, I paid for too many damn classes in my life. Mm-hmm. Nine. Integrity. And 10. Love. That was the list.
I think you came by love.
Oh my God.
How much it cost?
I don't know. How they be acting? They be acting like it be working.
I can't go. Love. Apparently, love on the block costs $40 in the blunt.
$40?
$40 in the blunt. And apparently, little baby price went up a little bit. It's like, see,
CSK, ain't it?
I see, band. CSK? But that's real good love.
You forgot old boy, the other dude that he had with the other porn star. I was telling you about. He paid her, what, seven, I think? 65, something like that?
I remember that, but mm-hmm. her love ain't worked all
in L.A. Chop, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's who it was.
Did y'all see YK Osiris with that damn, he getting burnt up by 21 Savage with that dude jacking on?
No, man.
Oh, him and Blue going back and forth, too, though. 21 Savage and
what
Blue going back and forth.
What has Blue done with his hair?
That this was before the hair.
Nigga look like a Brillo pad. Out there with a whole ramen thing on his neck.
Where did Gumby, man? Blonde Gumby.
I'd have rather him got a little blue attitude.
I said, I don't know why he ain't get blue. I don't understand. Your name is Blue. You call yourself Blue Vandross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, why not put blue on your head?
If he come on off the route, we're going to talk about that, dog. We're going to have to go through the whole little situation. If y'all can get in touch with me on Blue, my people out there, the Off the Rock Army, just go and tell them how I'm off the rock, because we got some questions.
Like a beehive?
We got some questions.
Off the Rock Army.
Yeah, our rockers out here. But all right, we're going to get into our interview segment. This is typically how we end the show, man. We got some hot artists on here. We got to ask them some questions, bro. Let's get to know our artists a little bit better. So, Miss Tellin, first things first, I just want to go and give you your flowers while you're here. You are a phenomenal artist to me, and I feel like
you have
a lot of potential. And just it's not only me that think this. The people at Loudfest thought this, too, to book you for an event. How was that event, and what do you think about it?
Oh, man. Loudfest was different from everything else I did. And it was very comforting because I had, you know, people with me. In, you know, light of the fact that I had my family with me, I still had a team of people with me.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Like it was amazing. I got a lot of connections through Loudfest. I got a lot of connections through Song for Song too. But Loudfest was a whole nother level. But the only thing that gets me about, you know, my experience with Loudfest was one of my label mates who I met. That was my first time meeting her during Loudfest, and then she got killed 2 weeks later.
I seen it.
Mm-hmm. That was very emotional. But other than that, yeah, I definitely marked that one in the books. That was one of my favorite ones.
Prayers up, nah, condolences to the family of the lady who got killed.
Thank you.
But other than that, like, how did you feel about your overall performance? Like, did you rock the house? How you feel about it?
That was probably the best performance I've done out of every performance that I did. Mm-hmm. But it was because I went there with a whole different energy. It's different when you're performing at home and when you perform in a way.
True.
You know what I'm saying? When you perform in a way, people show you more love. I don't know why it's weird like that, but it's like I've been to Virginia and performed there. I've been to, you know, Houston. I've been to Katy. I've been a few different places and performed. It's like you people show you the most love outside of home.
Yeah.
So, and they was... That was on me, that was on me heavy after that. Like, that was a long night. That was a very long, long night because, like, we couldn't, me, Snap, and maybe a couple other people couldn't even get out of there, like, because of how much attention and traffic that we brought, you know, to ourselves. So, yeah, that was definitely a big look.
Did you sign any autographs, anything during that time?
Signing
babies?
Not during Loud Fest, no. I have signed autographs before, though.
Okay, then. How did that feel, signing your first autograph? You feel like you made it?
Man, look, it was so crazy. My first autograph that I signed was from these two white ladies. when me and X Havoc did a performance in Orange Beach, I think we was in Orange Beach.
Shout out to fam.
And me and him did a performance there, and it was these two white ladies out there. They was outside, and they stopped me outside, and it was like, can we have your autograph and all this stuff? And I got a video footage of them and everything. That was my first autograph, so I was so happy. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I had that feeling before. I remember I signed my first stick for these people. I did a convention at Atmore, the Wind Creek. I played that for like a week or two straight. And like my very first time signing the drumstick and giving it to somebody, I felt like, damn.
I feel like I made it.
Then I had to get out there, get on stage in them short ass shorts and that tank top. But hey, it's what it is. Yeah. for real. All right. So you said you did Song for Song. How was that? Now, a lot of people in Mobile still don't understand what Song for Song is. If you could, if you could describe Song for Song, what would you tell people it is?
First of all, shout out to Dre Day for putting Song to Song together. My dog, official. That was a really big opportunity as well. It was a lot of submissions for Song for Song. So when you make the cut, of course, when you know it's a limit to how many people can be a part of something, of course, you automatically feel good about that. But Song for Song for me was not my best. That was not my best day at all. It was a lot of drama going on that day. I was very distracted. A lot of fuckery. You know, that kind of messed up my focus. But, you know, I took all that and I just channeled that energy into what came next, which was Loud Fest. So. Mm-hmm. But Song for Song was dope. I got a lot of connects from that as well. I met a lot of different artists and heard a lot of different sounds and stuff. So I didn't know a lot of the artists that I know now until I did Song for Song.
Yeah.
So, and it was good to, you know, connect with other people and stuff that you didn't know was doing this and they're in the same city as you and stuff like that. So,
yeah, that was real dope. Cool. It was real dope to watch you and the rest of the other ladies that performed on stage. And I was really proud to see that the women in Mobile, the artists in Mobile, are really putting their foot down and coming up in Mobile. Like you and then Cali Cutthroat, Coca K, and just to see Flo Millie doing her thing, it's very inspiring. I just announced, you know, women in the, you know, in the rap game or in the artist game. With all of those women in the game, what do you feel that you bring different to the table for other people to find when they listen to you?
Well, I feel like a lot of the women who are getting into music now. A lot of women want to showcase that they can rap because a lot of women feel praised, like they feel more validated when people feel like they can rap as a woman. You know what I'm saying? Because the industry is male dominated mostly. So it's like they put themselves out there as a rapper. Like, I'm a female who can rap. I can come off some bars and stuff like that, which that's very, very good. It's amazing. But with me, I'm not just a rapper. I write all kinds of music, different genres. I can rap, I can sing, I can arrange music, I can, you know, it's a lot that comes with what I do. That's why I say I'm not an artist, I'm actually a songwriter. Because when I do music and when I come up with stuff, it's not just so, oh, people can know that I have bars. I put my heart into it, you know what I'm saying? Everything is personal, everything I write, every song that I have has a backstory to it for how I came up with it, what inspired it, or what was going on at the time, you know. So, and I'm also able to use my experiences to relate to other people too, because it's like you have people you're connected to and you hear their stories and they tell you something that either you can relate to it or you can write a song about it and you can say, hey, I wrote this song. I think it fits your situation. So with me, I don't consider myself an artist because I really write music to place with other people so they can sing.
Yeah.
You know, not for me. I keep certain songs for myself, like the real, real personal ones. But other than that, I just really like to just write music that I can sell off to other people. Okay. And I did sell officially my first song in December, so I was happy about that.
That's cool. Nah, you write songs, you do performances, you do a lot. You also do really good work on people's hair.
Oh, yeah. I do hair. I do piercings. I make hair products, skin products. I do a lot. Yeah. I do a whole lot.
So how can people get with you when if they want to get their hair out? This is me doing a plug for you to get people to work with
well,
you on the
you
hair.
Oh, well, you know, hit me on I'm on the ones and twos. I'm just playing. they can hit me up via my social media. I do be on Facebook more than most other stuff. Or you could DM me on Facebook or write me on Instagram, Snapchat. All my handles are Keeka317, K-E-E-K-A, 317. And that's how you can find me on all platforms. So, and of course, by phone, which I don't know. Well, no,
we ain't giving
I can't give everybody
yeah.
my number.
Yeah, I don't think we need
but,
to do that.
We'll start getting phone
calls. We don't go that far.
We'll
stop you right
well, you
there.
Know,
stop
you know,
right
some
there.
People have their business cards and they have their business number. I have a business line as well. So
oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all just find her on
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, just find her on Facebook.
Yeah,
we gonna, yeah.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. All right, so we've been doing Off the Rock for a while. I swear to God, I get like 20 Facebook friends like every day. Every single day. Like, I just get random people. Just like, hey, add me here, add me there. Next thing you know, I'm doing like inviting people to Off the Rock. It's like 40 people that I just added to my Facebook page. It's crazy. Hey, man, but shout out to all the people who be listening and rocking Off the Rock. I'm adding y'all. I got you. Well, you know what I'm saying?
I can't add no more people.
I also, I do have a business as well where I sell clothes and shoes, men's, women's, body jewelry.
Oh, you got to plug us for sure.
Yeah.
I shot with
so
you.
What all kind of hairstyles you do as far as hair?
I do braid styles on kids. I do dreads. Mm-hmm. I can start locks. I can manage locks. I can do... Only thing I don't do is like wigs and frontals and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I can pretty much do a lot of other stuff.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much the natural stuff. Yeah. And yeah. I'm not a big fan of them wigs, man.
I mean,
I'm not.
I don't understand. I don't know where this stuff came from.
I just like,
I remember a time where people used to talk about folks at wool wigs. Now yeah. everybody right. making them.
That's how you know people just be riding away.
Yeah.
They really do.
Monkey do.
I just, like, man, that's why I married who I married, because, like, she's just all natural. I ain't got to worry about getting makeup all over me. I ain't got to worry about walking in and, you know, something happening with her wig. We flying down the interstate, that hoe go out the window or something. Nothing. Oh. I ain't got to worry about none of that.
Well, I thought they glue them down or something
it's
like
okay
that.
For people to wear makeup. Yeah. I wouldn't wear, like me, I don't wear makeup for real either. Like, it has to be a very special occasion for me to wear makeup. Like, I may do my eyebrows, lashes.
Yeah, like when you right. link up, like, if you link up a best friend or something, you put some makeup on?
No, because he love me natural.
Oh. See, the real man out here winning. We winning out here, man.
Oh, you seeing that? Oh, you rolled eyes and everything. He was like, no, he love me natural.
He watching, too. Man, but let's jump to Fat Mac, man. We got a family of Fat. I got cuz in the building. Fat Mac, bro. Rookie of the year.
Yo.
Dog. First time I seen you perform was when you opened up for Jay Montana, like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
Was that your very first performance?
Yeah, that was first performance.
Very first?
Definitely.
Okay, then. How did you feel about your very first performance? Like, did that solidify you? Like, okay, this rap thing for me is for real? Or, like, did that just boost you to go even, you know, further? Or both?
Both, definitely. Because, yeah, the show went real good.
Mm-hmm.
I had the crowd turn, whatever.
Yeah, I was out there jumping.
Oh, yeah.
And, crowd surf?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
yeah.
Did you rehearse your performance? Did you practice for it?
No.
Oh, so it was natural,
Because when I did Loud Face, I was in the mirror all night practicing.
I ain't practiced. My folks, my people, they wanted me to practice, but yeah. I wasn't feeling it. I can't just...
Don't
you know
ever practice because you ain't going to do nothing.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you're not. Most times. It depends. Well, rapping anywhere, you're not.
You know, then
yeah, it really depends on the energy from the crowd, really. Yeah. So,
yeah. You know. So, okay, how do you, well, okay, do you do anything mentally before you go on stage? Like, what's your pre-stage, like, routine? Or do you just get up there and do it?
Me, when I was there, all right, let me tell you what I was doing when I was there, right?
All right, bet.
So, I was there. Other people were performing. Mm-hmm. I would listen to that music. I was like, man, this shit trash. So, I got up there. It literally was trash. Like, I got up there. I was like, yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
It's my time.
Yeah, because they
shut them boy. Doing
they weren't talking about nothing.
Okay, then. So you a youngin' in the game. Do you think with you being a youngin', did that put you in a disadvantage, or do you feel like,
I feel like I got the best, I'm doing it, the best time to do it, for real, because I got time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you find your sound when you was in the studio? Did you just get in there and you was like, okay, I'm gonna say these words, or did you have an engineer or somebody like, hey, maybe you should project your voice?
No,
like
I had
this.
The sound when I showed up.
Okay.
It was the rap name I ain't have.
Oh. How did you come
over
there?
I was in the studio, and I had got done my first song, and this dude, he was like, the dude, engineer, he was like, what's your name? I was like, just call me Mac.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't had no rap name. That was everybody call me Mac. So, he was like, nah, that shit weak.
Was this with Trev?
Nah.
Okay.
It was with another dude. But he was like, nah, that shit weak. I was like, yeah, you right though. So he really came up with the name for real. Just he like, just said it and I went with it because I liked it.
Yeah.
It rhymed.
So when you did the Fat Mac, who brought the extra T along? Did you just like
My brother? Yeah. My brother and them came up with that. But that was like, it's already a dude named Fat, FATMAC.
Okay.
Something like that.
So you just had to make sure you got the extra cheese to stand out, and the K to stand out.
Yeah. So is it Fat Mac with extra cheese and double patties, or is it Fat Mac with the plain and like the one patty?
The Fat Mac meal. This is the.
Hey, for real, when I blow, I might just make me a burger or something.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, Lord. The Fat Mac sandwich.
Yeah. Fat Mac sandwich. See what I'm talking about? I gotta get some of that. That's my idea. Y'all heard that? That's my idea. My idea, I said that.
I had that idea.
Man, see,
see what I'm saying, man? Give me point one. I'll take that.
Less than the penny.
I give you a dollar, man.
No, a dollar on every dollar.
A dollar.
A dollar.
Hell no.
A dollar.
Every dollar.
That's every dollar.
I'm publicly saying it's live. Y'all, it's on live. I said this. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We're going to write contracts. Don't worry about it.
I've been saying this, though.
Nope.
McDonald's. I'm going to write this down. Let me write Whataburger.
See, he's trying to.
In and out. Five Guys.
See, yeah, you said McDonald's. Now, what if I just go to.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Don't worry about it.
What if I make my own restaurant?
Put that in my notes.
What's you going to call it? The Mac Attack?
Nah, I don't know. Something like that.
Hey, I'm with it, though. Whatever you want to do.
Called the Mac Sandwich.
Okay, so he got an album, my guys. It's called Rookie of the Year. What was your favorite song to produce on Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year, my favorite song. I think it was that song with me and Big Evo.
Okay.
No Hook.
Yeah.
I made that a while ago. He just did it. Like, he wanted to get on the song with me because, you know, they're my people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sent it back. He sent it back. Well, he came down here. I was in the studio with him while he did it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was probably the best song.
Was that ever a situation where you sent the song off and somebody sent it back with a whack verse and you just told them no?
Nah. Like, that song was meant for him.
No, I'm just saying, like, any song. Like, has there ever been a time that you sent a song to an artist and they sent you back the verse and you was like, hell no, this cannot go on.
Uh-uh. I only got three features.
Oh, okay. Like,
so far, all three on it was good.
Yeah, I want to say it was Big Evo, it was Jay Montana, and then
Samiria.
Okay, then.
How many songs on the album?
I think it was like 11.
11.
Okay, then. Well, I mean, with you going far in the game, what's next in the future of Fat Mac?
I don't know, man. A lot. Going up.
Just a lot?
Definitely.
Okay, so look. If we got all y'all fans in here. I'm going to ask y'all this. We got all y'all fans in this one building. What's something you want to tell y'all fans about the upcoming Fat Mac or the upcoming Kika Talan? I'll go with Kika first. What's something you want to say to your fans?
Continue to be a fan. I would not let you down. Just stay tuned.
Bet.
Like, that was kind of like, sex a little bit. How she said that.
She was like, best friend.
She was like, continue to be like, a she fan. Leaned the mic
you
and
know,
said,
you know,
hey, just continue.
you know, to you, be a you, fan. It's just, you have fans. You got the fans that love you, and then you got the fans that don't. You know, so to the fans that love me, I love y'all back. It's Big Shit Popping 2021. Y'all know I don't put too much info out there. I just like for stuff to manifest and y'all just see it. And you know, to the fans that watch and don't love me, I wish you nothing but to keep your energy over there.
Okay, then. Fat Mac, what you gonna tell your fans, dog?
I'm finna start back driving visual and stuff. So okay. Just be ready for that when I do start driving.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Period.
Exactly.
Definitely.
I got one last question that just popped in my head, but I gotta ask you. Bro, Kika, how you feel about this Crybaby Challenge? Do you feel like people taking
not the Crybaby, it's another one now. What's the other one? The Drop It Challenge now?
Bust it,
yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna see Kika Talin with no Kleenex and busting shit. That's all I got to say about it.
I ain't gonna lie. Some of these girls who out here busting it, they ain't got the kneecaps for this shit. So they
man, they be over with when the video go off. Trust me, they on the floor somewhere.
About the only time you gonna see me even remotely doing something like that is if I'm performing or something, and I'm just trying to, you know, tease the crowd. But no, I don't. I mean, hey, to each his own. I ain't here to judge nobody, but you know, just when people come at you a certain way, just know you set yourself up for it.
Yeah,
I say that all the time. When we get on Facebook and complain, dude, come at me for this and that, and all I see on your page is half naked pictures, or you twerking, or you promoting OnlyFans, or you promoting this, and then you want to get mad because the inbox full of dudes are trying to come at you because they want sex. So make up your mind what you want. You get what you put out.
Most definitely. Yeah.
So I say the Busted Challenge is on top for Icy Hot like sponsorship. Like, cause like these girls gonna need some Icy Hot on them.
They know that girl new. That made that song. She's new.
She new.
Mm-hmm. But she's. I think it's like one of her first song that she. You know.
No, I don't know.
That's why I'm telling people take this one song.
Some girls out here.
Everybody know me. I can't dance. So I'll get on camera and do some shit that look completely stupid and post it and be like, well, you guys, I'm still ain't.
So did you feel stupid about your live fan performance? Did you feel when you were dancing a little bit? Did you go back and look at it?
I love that Janet Jackson outfit.
How did you feel about it?
I watch it all the time. I still be watching. I probably watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
that was my favorite one. Like, and I didn't really know how good I did until after the fact because I was really just winging it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really not a dancer at all, but I was just like, shit, I went up there with confidence. That's what it was. I went up there with confidence. And so it kind of just carried me through. And it was good energy, so it was a lot of good energy.
Look, man, it's been a great episode having y'all on the show. But before we get out of here, we're going to have some last words or just anything y'all want to get off y'all chest before we get on up out of here. Fat Mac, anything you want to get off your chest before we get up out of here, bro? Anything you'd like to say? You just hanging out?
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, I just want to shout you guys out and say thanks for inviting me to your podcast and, you know, giving me exposure.
Let's stay in touch. Let's y'all stay connected. A part of the Off the Rock family. Well, one of them actually is family.
You know, really nice to have family.
You always got a shoulder to
cry. That's your best friend. He's family.
Not yet. He's going to be the family.
Y'all messy.
But anyway, over here on
Off the Rock.
You always got a shoulder to lean on over here at Off the Rock.
Mm-hmm. Lean on me.
Lean on me.
When you're not strong,
and I'll be your friend.
No, y'all supposed to take turns.
Something to carry on. I can't.
Your turn.
I ain't got nothing nigga notes. I don't need.
That's all I know.
Yeah, that's all. That's we all got.
Lean
that's
on all. Me.
Well, that's we it. Got you. We got you.
Yeah, we got you. You supposed to come in with it. You know it more than us, I bet.
True. Anything you want to get off your chest, dog, before we get up off here?
Nah.
If
it was, I forgot.
I want to give a couple shout outs. I want to give a shout out to the best motherfucking engineer for a podcast
ever.
I want to give a shout out to Franklin over there in the cut. All y'all who've been rocking with Off the Rock know who Franklin is. Without Franklin, none of this would be possible. I want to.
Show.
Oh, which one?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my dog. Well, Franklin, Sloth Racer, including me. We all playing at the Alabama Music Box tomorrow at 7 p.m. The door is $10. Don't bring your broke ass out there if you ain't got $10.
I'm going to send your ass home.
Yeah, they going to send you home. So look, come out the tomorrow 7 Alabama Music Box. You have Sloth Racer, you got David Chastain, you got Miss Miranda out there, and some other guy playing the guitar in the beginning. Don't know who he is, but shout out to him too. Come out to the Alabama Music Box. This is gonna be a great time, great performance, great show, man. So shout out to him, shout out to Frankie, shout out to Miss Katie too, who out there holding it down for us too. So we got an exclusive here off the rock. I hope y'all been hanging out, because Miss Kiki Talin is going to drop an exclusive. And we're going to let her tell y'all about this exclusive track that we dropped before we get off here. So, what's the track?
All right, so this track is She It. I wrote this song, and I was going to sell it. But I changed my mind about selling it because I was at a particular place, and it fit perfectly for some stuff that was going on at a time. Mm-hmm. So when I did Loud Fest and I brought the introduction in, and I was like, I just want to say, you know, it's a lot of people that be talking down on me, this and that, but they forget to tell people something, and then boom, that's how the song came in. So let me say again, when y'all talk about Kika Talin, baby, just don't forget to tell them the important details. Don't forget to tell them the good side, okay? Don't forget to tell them.
She always got to go back to the side. Yeah.
Don't forget to tell them the facts, baby. I don't mind you talking, baby. Just don't lie.
Yeah, and one of those facts is her ass was on Off the Rock. Now, this has been a great show. We happy that y'all came to kick it with us. Yeah, and it's been great. A great night here on Off the Rock. Frankie, take us out.
Take us out.
Yeah. Kick off the beat. She pretty. You know.
Hey, Nell, play that shit.
She fine. She thick. She pretty. She lit. She poppin' her shit. That girl. She it. I said she fine. She thick. She pretty. She lit. She poppin' her shit. That girl. She is. Treat me in the eyes, ain't pretty in the face. Thick in the hips, but slim in the waist. Yeah, you know you poppin' when them bitches wanna hate. In any competition, I'ma take first place. Beatin' down them speakers, yeah, I'm bringin' that bass. I'ma keep poppin', said I wasn't gon' play. I'ma always win at the end of the day. Get pretty, get money, and I like to say. I do what I want, not what you say. That bitch that sit, nothing left to say. Wanna hate me and love me, bitch, say hooray. Yeah, I sit pretty, but the Glock on my waist. Any nigga fuckin' with me, gotta do what I say. And I gotta have it all, gotta have it my way. They be tryna not be tryna stand in my way, but I'm already popping, so it's kinda too late. She fine, she thick, she pretty, she lit, she popping her shit. That girl, she it. I said she fine, she thick, she pretty, she lit, she popping her shit. That girl, she it. She fine, she thick, she pretty, she lit, she popping her shit. That girl, she it. I said she fine, she thick. She pretty, she lit, she poppin' her shit. That girl, she it. I'm lit, that's it, y'all know I'm that bitch. You know it's fire every time I spit. I been making this money by making these hits. You know I keep lip gloss on my lips. Bring number that sauce, soak up that drip. The way I bring flavor, gotta have them chips. Got a whole vibe that'll leave on my whip. Thought that I would cuff some, yeah, know that he trip. I know that I'm fine, know that I'm thick. Real niggas only on my call list. DMs on blood, they want all this. Big boss, big general, what you call this? I'm hot and I'm cold like when the fall hit. I'm the hottest coming up, that's why I'm all lit. This pressure bust pipes ain't no small feat. She fine, she pretty, she thick, she it. She fine, she thick, she pretty, she lit. She poppin' her shit. That girl, she it. I said she fine, she thick, she pretty, she lit. She poppin' her shit. That girl, she it. She fine, she thick, she pretty, she lit. She poppin' her shit. That girl, she it. I said she fine, she thick. She pretty, she lit.